Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Awe of Life, Episode 3. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our last program, we left off reflecting upon the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. We had reflected on the following verses. We'll pick up where we left off. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross over to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him just as he was in the boat. There were other boats with them. Then it began to blow a gale, and the waves were breaking into the boat. But he was in the stern, his head on the cushion, asleep. "Master, do you not care? We are going down." And he woke up and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet now, be calm." And the wind dropped, and all was calm again. Yes, the Lord Jesus, with a word, can quiet a storm on a lake. And if we permit him, he can calm the worst storm, the Category 5 hurricane that rages in our interior when we don't have Jesus in the boat of our soul. Do you think there are storms in your life that are currently raging or yet to come that are beyond our blessed Lord Jesus' power? Be convinced, there is nothing that will ever happen or can ever happen that is beyond the power and control of our loving and merciful God. Listen, we are invincible when we take Jesus into our boat. Nothing can harm us when we have Jesus in our boat. Nothing. Don't doubt. Count on this. Then he said to them, "Why are you so frightened? How is it that you have no faith?" "Yes, Lord. Why do we not yet have faith? A real faith that is relevant to our daily lives. Why not yet? Why don't we sufficiently trust and believe in God? If we take the time to reflect, we will see the innumerable times that our merciful Father has cared for and protected us. We only need a little supernatural eyesight that is enhanced through prayer and the sacraments in order to be able to grasp this reality. How many times does our blessed Lord Jesus have to intervene for us, to provide for us, to show his love for us, before we will stop the interior storm of being terrified, before we will truly have faith, a living, deep faith that continuously permeates every aspect of our lives? We need to ask God. We need to give him permission to bequest us with an unshakable faith. This is God's work, but we must offer him our consent and cooperate with his gifts, his graces. When much is given, much is expected. With this kind of faith built on rock, we are capable of living our mission in life to the full, for our good and the good of others. We leave impotent mediocrity behind. And what a magnificent adventure our life becomes when we leave fear behind and have faith. They were filled with awe and said to one another, "Who can this be? Even the wind and sea obey him." Who is this? It is Jesus, our Lord, our Creator, our Savior, your Savior, and he is in command. He knows what will become of us. He knows what will become of you. He always wants your good and will always arrange things for your benefit. You see, there is only really one power that can stand in the way of God's will. What is that power? What could we say is the power that is virtually equal to God himself? It is the power of a gift he has given us. This is an awesome but fearsome power. And it is so powerful because it is so absolute. It is absolute because God himself has given it to us, and he will never revoke his gifts. He is faithful and true. See Revelation 19:1. And this gift that will never be revoked, this gift that is so awesome and fearsome, is the gift of our free will. Yes, our free will. This is why we must pray and pray some more for the grace of God's help to exercise this power, this free will, in accordance with Almighty God's will. His will is always for our good and for the good of others. And in order to exercise our free will in line with God's transcendent will, we must be a courageous, faith-filled, grace-filled people. Really, the safest way, the most efficacious way to exercise this awesome and fearsome gift of free will is to surrender and abandon ourselves to God's most holy will. Then God will providentially, lovingly rattle us out of our confusion and fear. He will empower us to take risks for the good. He will give us his supernatural vision to fall in line with his perfect hierarchy of values, to put God and his things first, then our spouse, and then our children, then our work and service. We have to die to our old selves and to be risen with Christ so we can live Christ. See Philippians 1:21. Kathleen and I have many times been challenged about the size of our family by people, even by relatives who were often concerned and perhaps had the best of intentions. One of the greatest means of persuasion to help them understand that our choice to have a large family was right and good in accordance with God's will would be to take out a picture of our complete family or to point the children out if they were nearby. Then I would ask, which of these children should have been our last? Where should we have stopped? Which of these children should not have been born? Which of these children do you think has been brought into existence in opposition to God's will? I will ask this in a charitable tone. Although I have seldom, if ever, experienced a person who has challenged the size of my family, declare that they were wrong and that they were now in full agreement with our radical openness to life and trust in God, I believe my challenging premise does put things into perspective and cause the person to reflect more deeply on the subject. I have yet to have someone answer this question by maintaining that Kathleen and I should have stopped at a particular child. This has never happened because of the grave reality that such a response would imply. By virtue of their failure to answer this question, by selecting particular beautiful and unique children to have never existed, implies that the challenge to our family's size does not really hold merit. To select a point at which we should have ceased the prayerful discernment and living of God's will in regard to openness to life in our marriage would be to imply that the children born after that point would have been better off not existing, and that the world is better off without them. How could anyone sincerely and in good conscience make such a statement? The whole idea of overpopulation is a myth. Anyone who has flown in a plane or taken a drive in the country can clearly see that densely populated areas are minuscule compared to the vast, open, sparsely inhabited land. Look at the grave damage done to so many countries, especially in the Western world, where the average completed family size is well below the replacement rate of 2.1 children. There are grave societal and economic consequences of this. The consequences being currently experienced are only the tip of the iceberg compared with those potentially to come. One example is the growing percentage of elderly compared to younger working adults producing and paying taxes. There is an ever-increasing motive to attempt to rationalize euthanasia. The prevalent culture of death, the abortion and contraception mentality, breeds more and more selfishness and self-centeredness in the individual and in society, which results in increased fear. This is a volatile and disordered recipe for evils such as abortion, euthanasia, and wars to flourish. Take this as certain. When a culture pushes God's gifts and His will aside, it pushes God aside. When we are left to ourselves, we encounter disaster. God does not impose Himself on us as He completely respects our free will. But we are made free in order to choose to do what we ought, to choose God and His will and His truth. We cannot remain locked up in our fears and self-centeredness and expect to live happy and fulfilled lives. Although it can seem challenging and difficult to trust God, to take risks, to step out of our comfort zone, to do God's will, this is what truly brings us happiness and fulfillment and peace. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families. FormingFaithfulFamilies.com is our website. You can email us at FormingFaithfulFamilies@gmail.com. Call 708-334-1988. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. listen to this recommendation.
Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink.
It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we pick up on our theme, awe of life. My wife Kathleen and I recognize that many parents who are trying very hard complain that they're struggling with perhaps one, two, or three young children and are therefore very concerned about having another. We have nothing but compassion and love for them and their struggles and concerns. But God wants what is best for us. And we'd like to encourage these parents with the reality check that their young children will not always be little. The little ones do grow up and become more mature and becoming more capable of helping around the house and with the new little ones to come, if so blessed. God really has thought all these things out in his great and generous plan for life. Kathleen and I have found also that as we have grown older, having less energy than when we were younger, God has blessed us with older children now who can appreciably help with responsibilities around the house and with the children. How did Kathleen and I end up having 19 children? Well, I can assure you of one thing. We never would have had this number of children if it had not been for the gift of our faith in God, a God who always provides what is truly necessary, a God who tells us not to worry. Set your hearts on his kingdom first and on his righteousness, and all these other things will be given you as well. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:16. Kathleen and I are the first to say that it seems to be a practical impossibility to have and to raise 14 living children in this day and age. But in all ages, God never changes. And he tells us, he tells every age, he tells you the same thing he told the Blessed Virgin Mary through the angel Gabriel in her impossible situation. Nothing is impossible to God. Luke 1:37. We must believe this. Nothing is impossible to God. We need to be convinced, unwavering. God does not lie. He not only tells the truth, he is the truth. He is in command of every detail of our lives. God is with us, and he who is generosity itself will never be outdone in generosity. Let us trust in him. He deserves our trust. I will now touch on two more important moral matters pertaining to the sanctity of life. In vitro fertilization and embryonic stem cell research. We have to first reiterate what we presented in greater detail in previous episodes. That the gift and power of our sexuality is ordered toward marriage between one man and one woman, and each marital sexual act must include both the element of unity, oneness, and pleasure, along with the potential life-giving side of the act. Should we accept one benefit and power of this awesome gift from God while rejecting the other? In vitro fertilization rejects the unitive side of this gift of our sexuality. Quote, in vitro fertilization eliminates the marriage act as the means of achieving pregnancy instead of helping it achieve this natural end. The new life is not engendered through an act of love between husband and wife, but by a laboratory procedure performed by doctors or technicians. See USCCB document Begotten Not Made, A Catholic View of Reproductive Technology by John M. Haas, H-A-A-S, Ph.D., STL. Additionally, very importantly, in the process of fertilization, quote, invariably, several embryos are brought into existence, but only those which show the greatest promise of growing to term are implanted in the womb. The others are simply discarded, frozen, or used for experiments. This is a terrible offense against human life and God. While a little baby may ultimately be born because of this procedure, other lives are usually snuffed out in the process. See the same USCCB document. Something important must be said here. There are many beautiful persons walking the earth right now, and some who have already been born into eternal life, who were conceived through in vitro. Do they have any less value or status in God's eyes, or should they in ours? No way. They are just as beautiful and precious children of God as anyone. Once a person is conceived, regardless of how the child is conceived, be it in a valid marriage, outside of marriage, through the means of in vitro fertilization, or even, God forbid, through a heinous rape or atrocious incest, that child, once conceived, is an innocent, beautiful gift, a child of God, due full respect, life, protections, love, and dignity. You see, we are all equal in God's eyes, and He does not make junk. He only makes masterpieces. And so, with embryonic stem cell research, we have in the embryo a very small, unique, gifted, unrepeatable human being with an immortal soul who is killed, destroyed, murdered with the intention of providing some supposed good, a therapy for a living born person. Another essential consideration, essential, embryos are our brothers and sisters. You know, I was once an embryo. You were once an embryo too. Well, the basic moral principle to keep in mind here is that one can never do evil so that good may come of it. Never. We can never harvest parts from a living person that causes him or her death or grave harm. Most of us would agree that it would be immoral to take a homeless person and force him or her to donate his or her organs for the benefit of a so-called more valuable, wealthier, and esteemed member of our society, resulting in the homeless person's certain death simply because he is powerless in our society. We must protect the innocent who cannot speak for and protect themselves. It is the duty of every one of us. It is my duty. It is your duty. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. We'll be right back with more on Awe of Life.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today. at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we continue our discussion about awe of life. By the way, one must distinguish between adult and embryonic stem cell therapy. Today, adult stem cell therapy is providing tremendous proven medical therapy benefits with little risk to live donors, while embryonic stem cell therapy has shown little or no promise, while killing countless innocent children of God. I personally benefited by the grace of God with my life being saved through adult stem cell therapy, a stem cell transplant for my advanced leukemia. Everything starts with life, which emanates from the life, Jesus our Lord. The economy and properly ordered social programs are very important, but everything pales in comparison to life. You see, the best economy one can envision, along with all the ideal social programs we can imagine, do not amount to a hill of beans to someone who is dead, to someone who was aborted before he or she saw the light of day, or to an elderly, sick, or so-called disabled person. And aren't we all flawed, euthanized directly, or more insidiously by ordinary care withheld, sometimes because it costs too much money or because we don't care enough to see the inherent beautiful value of every life at every stage, including the value of every God-ordained moment of life as God sees it. When it comes to the sanctity of life, woe to us when we snuff out even 1 minute of a dear brother or sister's life before God's time. Yes, there are times when, in God's time, we must let go and let nature take its course. When God calls a loved one to birth into eternity, and we pray with confidence and a secure hope into his loving embrace. But ordinary loving care is always essential. The details of what constitutes the ordinary care that is owed may have to be the subject of a possible future program, as it is a major issue and study in itself. But suffice it to say that ordinary care includes at least food and water. When the person is still able to assimilate these, even when that needs to be provided by artificial means. After all, a baby cannot go to the refrigerator and feed himself. No, the baby is dependent on someone else feeding him or her, such as with a bottle. So, a person who needs to be fed through a tube then has every right to this basic need as well. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus and for others today. You are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Please contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. Call us at 708-334-1988. Let's pray for each other and be courageous and stand up in awe of life. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.